True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. It's time for our chat with Steelers Super Bowl champ, CBS Sports analyst Bryant McFadden, back with us. Steelers 1-0, Seahawks 0-1, 1 o'clock, the home opener at Acrisure Stadium. Aaron Rodgers' first home game as Steelers quarterback. B-Mac, do you agree with Pro Football Focus that Aaron Rodgers was one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL last week?
How is that even possible?
They said no big time throws.
And one turnover-worthy play, mostly Arthur Smith doing the heavy lifting and Aaron Rodgers just making layup pitch-and-catch throws.
And Jets secondary sucking.
Man, that's the thing about these analytics. You know, I understand they have a certain regimen in terms of getting information out, but what did your eyes tell you? When you watch the flow of the football game, when you watch the game for four quarters, what did your eyes tell you? My eyes told me Aaron Rodgers played pretty good football. My eyes told me Aaron Rodgers played winning football in a day in which the running game was missing, in a day in which the pocket was consistently collapsing, and he was making plays. And most importantly, he was having fun. So at the end of the day, he threw well, he was efficient, and before Josh Allen played that Sunday night game, I think it's safe to say Aaron Rodgers was one of the top quarterbacks in the Sunday slate of games before Josh Allen took off and did what he did against the Baltimore Ravens. So I disagree.
B-Mac, I know PFF, we got them to admit they don't like take into account pre-snap adjustments or anything else. You know what I felt like, though, after watching Pickett and Trubisky and even Russ and some of Justin Fields? Like, if you give a starving man a day-old ham sandwich, he's going to think it tastes great. It was just nice to watch a quarterback, like, make the correct read and the decisive throw, even if there was a little pressure. Like, he threw two touchdowns to two different players on the exact same play, picking a different route each time. It was nice to watch a dude who knew where the ball was supposed to go. I don't know if you thought this, but that was the biggest difference I noticed from previous Steelers years of quarterbacking. When the ball was supposed to go somewhere, it went that place on time with Aaron Rodgers.
Rhythm, and that's what you expect when you talk about the experience that he has. He has that, you know, the wherewithal to be able to make those correct decisions in a timely fashion. And to your point, we've been missing that for quite some time, but we still found ways to be relevant and win ball games, but we just haven't had that consistency at the quarterback position. And get this, guys, and I said this Sunday after the game, it's been a long time since I've seen Aaron Rodgers play in the game and it's looked like he's having fun. This man was smiling. He was giving a fist pump with the high knee at the same time. He was enjoying himself. I love that. I love that. So that tells me, man, he's motivated and he wants to continue to do what he needs to do to be at his best so the team offensively can be at their best.
How do we think he's going to play Sunday against the Seahawks?
I think he's going to play fairly well once again. Now, the thing about the Seattle Seahawks and Mike McDonald, of course, you guys know him when he was with the D.C. for the Ravens. He's going to bring exotic pressures. He's going to spice it up. You know, hopefully we can protect Aaron Rodgers better week two than week one. Because I think if he gets the sound protection, he's going to do what you guys talked about, throwing to the right spots. And then also, too, the running game. man, we have to run the football. We have to be able to run the football. So hopefully that can get going. But I really think Aaron Rodgers will continue to take steps in the right direction off the momentum from the week, though.
B-Mac, I was watching that Seahawks-Niners game to just get ready for what Seattle was going to throw at the Steelers. And Trent Williams is, I think, probably the best in the business still at left tackle and has been for a while. And even he was getting beat. That Seahawks defensive front looked pretty stout. And so the reason I bring them up is this. We know Broderick Jones had a tough week one. You're a defensive player. Everything the Steelers did well in the passing game involved Rodgers either in the pocket or moving to his right away from Broderick Jones. If you're on a team that's scouting the Steelers, how much does that make them easier to defend if you know that maybe the left tackle can't protect and that they're going to have to compensate for that when it comes to their play calling?
I mean, you know, in the words of Mike Tomlin, what he used to say to us in meeting rooms, anytime you put bad tape out there, be prepared to embrace it and be prepared to see every week until you correct it.
Mm-hmm.
So to your point, yeah, Broderick struggled a little bit. So everything that worked for the Jets last week, the Seattle Seahawks will do the same thing. And that's just a part of the National Football League. Man, anytime you have a bad day or an inconsistent day, be prepared to see those same things the next week until you get it right. I have all the belief in Broderick. You know, he's a talented guy.
All the belief.
I am
stunned by that.
When you go first round, you're a talented player. It's about just finding your stride. That's the thing. It's not like you have a guy starting left tackle with no talent. He has talent. It's about finding his stride. And hopefully, you know, he gets the confidence that he needs to be able to play at his best.
Talking to Brian McFadden here on 93.7 The Fan, a man who has come out in vocal support of Broderick Jones in this interview. All right.
I get it. Sounds like I'm the only one.
No, you're not even the only one in this interview who still holds some belief in him. I still think that he's going to put a much better game forth in this one.
There you have it. No question.
You're right, guys. He'll do. Broderick Jones will do better than Trent Williams against Seattle's front. That makes sense.
B-Mac, here's what you got to realize. I said that when they drafted Broderick Jones, day of, I ran around the building yelling the Rocky theme out, like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, and I was using his name in place of the music, and I said he was going to be the best left tackle in franchise history. And we all know what Pony said about Kenny Pickett, and so now he wants to drag me down to his level.
That's
so
right.
That it's a misery loves company situation,
that's right.
B-Mac.
Can you repeat for our listeners that forgot? What did Pony say about Kenny Pickett?
He said Pickett to Pickens was going to be the new Montana to Rice.
I did say that. And I said Joe Burrow 2.0. I have to own it.
That is correct.
It's like putting the bad tape out there. I got to embrace it.
That's right. He's put on a lot of good tape since then, but for some reason, B-Mac, the coaches in the league haven't forgotten about that one.
All right, so let's go to your old position for a second, because it looks like Joey Porter Jr. is not going to play. And when he went out against the Jets, Jalen Ramsey went from playing the slot on every play to being an outside corner. Now, here's the deal with Seattle, B-Mac. Jackson Smith and Jigba has more receiving yards out of the slot than any receiver in the NFL since he's come into the league. So what do you do here? Do you put Ramsey inside and have somebody else play outside? I mean, what would be your strategy to line up against a very good receiver in JSN?
My strategy would be to put Jalen Ramsey outside, and the reason why is because you don't have another, I guess, viable option outside. Now, we brought in Echols.
So right? Echols is going to get JSN in for you.
Yeah,
wow.
Because when JP Jr. went out, Echols went in at nickel, and that's where he made his money at. That's why he's a part of the Pittsburgh Steelers, because he played well in the slot for the New York Jets. So just allow Echols the kid into the ball game and do what he's been called to do. I'm okay with that. And to your point, Jackson Smith Ejigba is a very, very talented slot wide receiver. He does all of his damage out of the slot. But for us, if you put Ramsey at the slot, who goes outside?
Echols, probably.
Right? No. Echols is known to be a inside corner. He's very, very shifty. He's instinctive. That's what he's most comfortable at. So my thing is this. I think you have to go with your next best options and put them in places where they're comfortable in being. You can't put Echols outside because Echols is more so an inside corner. I'm okay with that. I think they'd be fine.
B-Mac, how much could Jabril Peppers be expected to contribute to this team mere days after they signed him?
I don't expect to see a lot this soon, He just got, you know, with the team this week, you know, trying to get acclimated is always a process. You know, defensive calls and the checks and adjustments. Now, in terms of depth concerns, definitely, you know, he always would be needed. But I don't expect to see a lot from Jabril just offhand because it takes some time to get accustomed to a new scheme. And not to mention, you know, being in football shape. He's been away from the game for some weeks now.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
BMAC, are you a Sam Darnold guy? Is he someone that the Steelers need to worry about on Sunday?
Yeah, if you allow him to get comfortable. I mean, if you allow this man to come into your living room and sit in your lazy boy and prop his feet up, yeah, he might give you some issues. But, man, he come into your house. My uncle used to say, man, the best way to make someone feel uncomfortable, never offer them a seat. Make them stand.
Well, when are we going to see the Steelers' defense do that again? Over their last nine games, they're giving up 27 points a game, BMAC.
No. We're not doing this negative. No, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. Uh-uh. The Steelers defensively will have a good day Sunday. And you know why I'm saying that? It's because look at the whole ordeal with the New York Jets. You didn't know exactly what you were going to get offensively, and you're playing against a mobile, athletic quarterback. Mm-hmm. We've always had issues with those type of guys, honestly. It's always been an issue with those type of players at the quarterback position. Now you're getting Sam Darnold, who's not the athlete that Justin Fields is.
Correct.
He's an easier target, and we're at home. Week one is the week of unknowns. You guys know that. You don't know what you're going to get. I'm happy that, yes, the defense didn't really play up to the billing, but we still found a way to win a ball game where our defense wasn't at their best. How many times in years past, if our defense didn't show up, we lose ball games?
Pretty much every time, because that's the way the offense has been awful under Matt Canada and Randy Fichtner and guys like that. Although, I will say, we already do have excuse-making from Cam Hayward, who said, this team does zone scheme running, and I don't like playing against teams that make us move horizontally and side to side. How about that?
I mean, Sam is a savvy vet, man. Maybe he's building up. I know when I played at Florida State, Bobby used to tell us all the time before he talked to the media, he was going to say things that make us feel like we didn't have a shot. He was going to build up the opposing players and the opposing team that really make the media feel like, man, they don't have a shot. But deep down inside, he used to tell us all the time, we got him right where we want him to have it. So maybe that's some gamesmanship coming from Cam. I think, listen, I'm fired up to see this defense get out there. First and foremost, before I move on, what's the status on Nick? Is he going to play?
Herbig, yes.
Yeah. We're going to be cooking with gas now. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
BMAC.
Yeah, I love Nick coming in as a situational guy because he got a bend and he got a burst that really makes the entire defensive front go, yes. Let's go, Steelers. Start the Steelers defense in your fantasy league this week, matter of fact.
Wow. Okay, that's a second bold proclamation right there after having a ton of confidence in Broderick Jones.
Damn.
I want to ask you about your position again, though, but on the other side, because I'm thinking about Rodgers having four touchdowns, who they might choose to attack, guy that put out very bad film. Reek Woolen could have changed that entire game. He just looks like Purdy's.
Oh, my goodness.
I know where I'm going. Purdy looks like he's throwing away. Woolen's right there. He just misses it. It's a touchdown. Earlier, I think in that same drive, he kind of throws one up to Pearsall.
Ricky Pearsall, yep.
Woolen is right there.
Right there.
Just misses it. Okay, a couple things from that. if you're in his shoes, how tough is it to get back on the horse and back on the bike in week two? And if you're the opposing team, how much are you trying to pick on Reek Woolen early in this game because of how much bad tape he put out there?
Now, listen, Reek Woolen is a 6'4 product who run 4.42. Like he's
a freak. He's a physical
created,
freak.
Yeah, who was created. The issue for him sometimes, he plays with bad eyes. That's his biggest issue. And that's what you saw in those two plays that you just highlighted.
Kind of looked like he was playing with a blindfold on, B-Mac, on both of those plays.
Playing with bad eyes is something that you don't want to do as a corner. I mean, they ran a stutter and go with Ricky Pearsall. Reek Woolen is right there. It looked like he just couldn't find the football and slowed down, which allowed Pearsall to catch that pass that set up the game-winning throw that happened on Reek Woolen to the backup tight end, where he just didn't attack the football. I mean, they love him there. They just want him to hit that. They want to see fire in the belly coming from Reek Woolen. That's all. Because when you talk about being 6'4", running 4.2, with ball skills, because he's a former wide receiver, he has everything. Sometimes he just gets lackadaisical. Now, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, our wide receiver one came from Seattle. So he knows everything about the defensive backs that they will see on Sunday. And I'm pretty sure he's sharing some of the insights about what could work against some of those guys. You know, you talked about Reek Woolen. You talk about Witherspoon.
He might not play.
Devon is might not
play. He hasn't practiced all week.
Okay. I mean, he's the best cornerback, in my opinion. He's the second best defensive player on that defense, in my opinion, behind Leonard Williams.
And
if he doesn't play.
Yep, I agree.
And if he doesn't play, man, I applaud their problems. I can care less. Good, I hope he doesn't.
Well, you need to give us a prediction on who's going to be the star of this game.
What is it? What was my prediction last week? Number one, I told you guys the Steelers were going to win, so that happened.
You didn't say 34-32. You made it sound like it was going to be more of a rock fight than a shootout.
Well, at the end of the day, we won. We had more points than they did.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Right. So did I do a star prediction last week?
No.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. If I didn't do a star prediction last week and we won, I don't think I should do one this week.
Fair enough.
Is that fair?
Yes, it is. So what's your score?
I'm giving you a prediction then. What's the over-under? What's the total?
40,
yeah,
I think.
Some betting numbers.
Very, very low. It's 40.5 for the total, and the line is Steelers minus 3.
Well, heck, the last week total was, what, 36, 37?
Yeah. This one's
40.5.
It's got the same total as Saints and 49ers with Mac Jones and Spencer Rattler at quarterback.
Vegas doesn't think that Aaron Rodgers can fill it up for two straight weeks.
Yeah, and the defense, they're anticipating a pop Warner scoreboard. But this is what I do. I'll go 2016.
Who?
Steelers. Come on. We cover the spread. What are you talking about? Who? There's no owls around here. It's cover the spread.
All right, B-Mac. We'll talk again next week. Good
see
stuff.
See you, B-Mac.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.